Nehemiah, chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and men of Yehuda. And I asked of them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, "The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates of it are burnt with fire." And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and fasted and prayed before the Elohim of heaven. And I said, "I beg of you, O Yahweh, Elohim of heaven, great and awesome El, who keeps covenant and mercy for those who love him and observe his commandments, let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open, so that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my father's houses have sinned. We've dealt very corruptly against you, and we've not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I beg of you, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, 'If you transgress, I'll scatter you abroad amongst the nations. But if you turn to me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into the uttermost part of heaven, I will yet gather them from there, and I will bring them to the place that I've chosen to set my name.' Now these are your servants and your people, whom you've redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Yahweh, I beg of you, let now your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name and prosper. I pray to you, your servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer." End of chapter.